This.
Well, good morning, little brother.
It's Early Break with Zip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back into Early Break on The Ticket. Nick Sainert filling in for Jake Sorensen, Steve Sipple, Bill Bush alongside. As always, second segment sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids, the largest independent family-owned seed company. We'd like to wish farmers a safe and successful planting season. For any in-season seed needs, find your nearest Beck's Hybrid seed representative at beckshybrids.com. Let's go to the Allo VIP line, where we're joined by Sean Callahan of On3 Husker Online. Sean, good morning. We'll start with this. Matt Rhule mentioned pitch counts yesterday and potentially some guys not playing in the spring game and scrimmages. Jamal Banks is on that list. And if you think back, even previously before Matt Rhule, it was the Samari Toure, then Trey Palmer, then Billy Kemp last year, and now Jamal Banks kind of as Nebraska's gone to the transfer portal. What should be the expectation for Jamal Banks going into 2024?
Well, I think of those guys, at least at the Power 5 level, Jamal Banks, you can argue, has as big of a body of work as anyone. I mean, he was a two-time second-team all-conference. For sure he was second-team all-conference this past year, but one of the top receivers in the ACC, and there's a lot of, you know, snaps and proven film underneath his reps. Trey Palmer didn't have that kind of body of work. I mean, he had potential, but didn't have, you know, the numbers at LSU that Banks had at Wake Forest. Toure had great numbers at the FCS level. But yeah, I think that's just the approach Matt Rhule believes in, that, hey, let's get some other guys some more reps. We know what Banks can do. We know, you know, he's proven. We've seen it now in the winter. We've seen it in the early portions of spring. But yeah, when you're a newcomer and can earn that already, that tells you what they think of him.
Sean, I mean, do you think we're looking at a situation where both those big transfer receivers are in the lineup, Nayor and Banks?
It looks possible. I mean, I think Jalen Lloyd has to be considered, you know, a guy today too. You know, a lot of this depends on the formations they come out with,
right,
too, and the looks. I mean, I think we get so fixated on starters and who's the starters, but I think it's more who are going to be the main five or six guys they feature. And I think Nayor and Banks and Lloyd are in that group, and there's a whole host of others, you know, kind of battling. You know, Malachi Coleman will factor in, and Isaiah Garcia Castaneda is injured, but you wonder where he'll factor in. Alex Bullock certainly will be in a rotational group as a veteran in that back end, and Jaden Doss is in the competition, and Demetrius Bell. I mean, they've got a really good group of guys, and now it's a matter of kind of putting that puzzle together.
Portal's open, Sean Callahan. Is Nebraska looking?
I think everyone's looking to an extent, but it's dry right now. I mean, there's not as much movement into this portal in April as maybe you would see in December. And, you know, Shannon Terry, our owner of On3, brought up a great point. I mean, hat tip to the collectives. They've done a really good job with roster management and you know, getting their teams in line, where you're not seeing near as much entry as we had seen maybe in previous springs. And I think NIL is a big factor, where you kind of keep guys put. Or, you know, a couple years ago, out of the blue, Casey Rogers just left Nebraska in the middle of the spring, and, you know, Casey Thompson last year left Nebraska. You know, here locally, I don't know if we're going to see a major just out of the blue spring portal entry. Rhule didn't anticipate it yesterday, and, you know, but there'll be something, I'm sure, but nothing major. If I had a guess today, and I think across college football, the activity's been really quiet. And, you know, Coach Rhule's comments about coaches tampering with players that aren't even in the portal kind of tells you maybe how dry it is right now, because maybe there's some coaches trying to find something in the portal. There's nothing there, so they're trying to maybe create some activity if they could get a guy to enter the portal, which is, as you would say, Sip, one of the ugly sides of college football right now.
Yeah, that seems healthy. Just go off. Go to somebody else's roster, text some guys, and try to pluck them. That seems like a good part of college football.
it's like, hey, I'm going to go out to the bars and look for girls.
Easy.
There's no girls in the bars, so what do? You just start texting guys' girlfriends to show up. To the
oh,
bar.
Great. I mean, healthy. Okay, what else? What else from Rule? Swim. Well, do you have any other questions?
Well, yeah, I think one thing, Sean, and once again, Sean Callahan of On3 joining us. One thing is certainly with Matt Rule, the turnover number has been an issue just with Nebraska over the last decade plus. They were minus 17. And I think in last season in turnover margin, and when you look ahead at this season, you're instilling a freshman quarterback as we expect Dylan Raiola to be the starter out there. Should there be concern for Nebraska repeating the numbers and the type of numbers, especially when it comes to turnover margin, that maybe Nebraska fans are accustomed to?
Well, I think one reason why they're automatically not going to have as many, you would think, is they're going to take away a lot of that QB run game. When you put your QB in the run game and, you know, have a lot of ball handling and zone reads and things like that, that naturally is going to lead to some more turnovers just because of the exposure you're putting at your quarterback and then just the ball handling involved. If they're going to do more of just straight handoffs to the backs, which we think that's the direction they're going with Dylan Raiola or even Daniel Kalen or the other quarterbacks, you would think that that would shave things down. So I just think that alone right there, the change in what they're doing, taking out a lot of the options and things they were doing last year, will help those turnovers.
Okay, Sean, a lot of talk about Vincent Shavers. Are we going too far with this? Is it too much hype too soon? Vincent Shavers is an inside linebacker freshman from Miami. Could you see him against UTEP playing a significant role?
Yeah, I don't think it's going too far to say that he's put himself in a position that he's not going to redshirt. I mean, he's got a great chance to play, and I think that's where we're at today. And yeah, you'd hate to say, it's very difficult to be that kind of player, but we know Matt Rule and Tony White rotate and play a lot of guys. So I think Shavers has put himself in a great position to get into one of those rotations where he's going to play some snaps this year.
Okay.
All right, Sean, appreciate the time as always. We'll go ahead and get you out of here. Sorry that we got to you a couple of minutes late, but appreciate the time. Appreciate the time as always. We'll talk to you soon.
It's all good, gentlemen. Talk to you later.
God bless you.
There he is, Sean Callahan of On3 Husker Online. Appreciate the time as always. Vincent Shavers, a lot of hype around V9. We found out his nickname.
V9, is that like, okay, you have a V8 engine?
I would assume so. V6.
V9 is one more. I mean, I don't know what that means exactly.
Could be.
It could be a nod to V8,
yep.
The drink, the tomato juice.
Oh.
V9.
Right. An even better tomato drink.
Yeah.
Hey, that
Vincent,
could be it.
Could have had a V9.
Could have had a V9. Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, he has that nickname V9. I kind of blanked out in that interview because I was freaked out by that transfer portal conversation. Then when Sean started talking about going to the bar and all that, I kind of got startled. But that whole conversation is interesting. There's not a lot of activity nationwide. There's not as many guys in the portal because guys are getting paid now. And you know, you can take care of your guys now, so they're staying on campuses and not going into the portal.
Also, there's a high level probably of whether it be parents, whoever that the players lean on for advice. They're like, shut up and stay right there. Don't make them kick you out, because then they can show you the list of, here's the 1,000 guys that went in the portal with scholarships and came out with no scholarship. That's also something like, just no, don't. All of a sudden, it's like, I'm out of here. I'm going to the portal. I was like, where are you going? All of a sudden, no one's calling them. Yeah. All of a sudden, no one's reaching out to them. They're going nowhere. Mm-hmm. So there's that going on also. It's like, you just sit real tight. You may ever understand, too,
God bless
you. NIL, which I talked about last night on it with a couple of friends of mine, is that, remember, it's you're looking at maybe 30%, 33% of your roster. That's it. It's not everything. NIL.
Not everybody's getting it.
No, they're not. And it's the same way every place. All of a sudden, it's like, okay, the redshirt freshman left guard who's never played a snap. Hey, I need some NIL money. Yeah, go knock yourself out. Go figure it out yourself. There's not money just flying. There's only a certain, as a matter of fact, it's probably smaller than 30. Mm-hmm. That when you really say, well, where's the NIL money going? Mm-hmm. Out of the 85 like mm-hmm. that, by 25%, that's where it works. Mm-hmm. They'll have some other things, some options, some things to try to do something for them to have a little bit of extra spending money. But the other part, that's not where it's at.
Right.
That's not the deal.
Interesting.
And so, like, you know, Utah had a deal where they, you know, where every single person on scholarship got a new vehicle. So mm-hmm. That's a major one. Just imagine when 85 places. Guys pull up all, they have brand new trucks.
There are some places, you're right, though, few and far between where everybody's getting it. Nebraska's roster, pretty much all the scholarship guys get something. But Bill's right. It's not everybody's getting it all over the country. Mm-hmm. But it is really interesting to me that there's little portal activity right now nationwide. And the coaches, if they need a guy, that if they're looking, they might not be there right now. Yeah. You know, if there's some desperation.
Well, once again, thanks to Sean for joining the show, as always. And thanks to Beck's Hybrids for sponsoring the second segment, the largest independent family-owned seed company, who would like to wish farmers a safe and successful planting season. For any in-season seed needs, find your nearest Beck's Hybrids, seed representative at beckshybrids.com. All right, guys, it's time to get to the song of the day in the mailbag because it is a Wednesday. Got a couple of questions sent in to us from various folks. So we got song of the day. Song of the day, much more, I should say, better representation of song of the day today in terms of format, in terms of length.
We'll be the judge of that.
Go ahead.
The length, okay.
The length is much longer than 25 seconds.
No, yesterday, 9 seconds, you started talking.
Well, you had to do what you had to do.
Is this your song?
It is my song.
Oh, boy. Okay. It's going to be interesting.
It's going to be titled Jake's Questionable Song of the Day. But it is really Nick's questionable song of the day. We'll do that when we return on Early Break. All right.